Today is the first Sunday after Easter, or Low Sunday, and the epistle is taken from St. John's First Epistle, Chapter 5. Dearly beloved, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory which overcometh the world, our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit which testifieth that Christ is the truth. And there are three who give testimony in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that give testimony on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three are one. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God which is greater, because he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth in the Son of God hath the testimony of God in himself. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the 20th chapter. At that time, when it was late, the same day, the first day of the week, and the doors were shut, where the disciples were gathered together, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst, and said to them, Peace be to you. And when he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples therefore were glad when they saw the Lord. He said therefore to them again, Peace be to you. As the Father hath sent me, I also send you. When he had said this, he breathed on them, and he said to them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them, and whose sins you shall retain, they are retained. Now Thomas, one of the 12, who is called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, We have seen the Lord. But he said to them, Except I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the place of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again his disciples were with him, and Thomas with them. Jesus cometh, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be to you. Then he said to Thomas, Put in thy finger hither, and see my hands, and bring hither thy hand, and put it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. Thomas answered and said to him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith to him, Because thou hast seen me, Thomas, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and have believed. Many other signs also did Jesus in the sight of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Receive ye the Holy Ghost, whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Many of us know Robert E. Lee as the general who led the Confederate troops in the Civil War. Few people, though, remember that he graduated as the second in his class in West Point in the year 1829. He had to overcome some great obstacles, especially great poverty in his family, and also just coming from obscurity to even have a place in West Point. In fact, when he left for West Point, his father had left also for the West Indies to try to gain some money for the family. But through courage and perseverance, he made it through, and as I say, he graduated almost at the top of his class and became known amongst many in the academy for his great character, his knowledge, and his personal virtue. In fact, he was the superintendent, that is, the one who oversees the academy, until 1855, so for about 25 years. His scholarly abilities after the Civil War he put to use when he became the president of Washington College in Virginia. Now, it happened, though, that during the Civil War, one time he was riding through a battlefield on the Confederate side, where the fighting had been very heavy. As he was riding, one of the Union soldiers who had been taken prisoner shouted out, Hooray for the Union, in disgust towards the general who was riding past. Well, General Lee almost immediately dismounted from his horse, and the soldier, expecting the worst at such a time for his arrogance, thought that he was about to be shot by the general. But General Lee was a better man than that. He walked over to the man who was laying on the ground, wounded and tied up like a prisoner. And he said, "I'm sorry that you've been so gravely wounded in the battle. I hope you will be well soon." And years later, that soldier retold this story of forgiveness and kindness that the general had showed him. And he told his children and his grandchildren at that time that General Lee's kindness and forgiveness completely broke his spirit, and that he even cried himself to sleep that night, having come in contact with a man so noble. Well, in today's gospel, we see the forgiveness, the kindness, and the nobility of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. On that first Holy Thursday night, all of the apostles had fled from him. Except for St. John, none of them would return to his side. St. Peter, who he had made the head of the Apostolic College, St. Peter, who had said over and over again that he would go to death with our Lord, and who even was so rash in his devotion to our Lord that he took out the sword and, as we know, he cut off Malchus's ear, which really says something, because the cohort that came to apprehend our Lord meant that there were about 1,000 soldiers in the garden. It's not every day that you see one man with one sword take on 1,000 others. But that was the heights of St. Peter's love for our Lord. But even he ran away. Even he was found at the side of the fire in Caiaphas's house, not able to even stand up against a servant girl. All of the apostles had left our Lord, and yet the first thing he says to them when he comes back is, "Peace be to you." It's as if he was telling them, "I told you that this would happen. I had foretold that you would all be scandalized in me, that the shepherd would be struck and my sheep would be scattered. I knew ahead of time what was going to happen in the garden, and that you would all leave me. And yet, I still made you my bishops. I still allowed you to be there for the first holy sacrifice of the Mass at the Last Supper. And now I offer you my peace, my forgiveness." And even more than that, it was at that time that he very, not coincidentally, but it was very fittingly, that he would institute right then and there the sacrament of penance, giving them that example of forgiveness once they realized how much forgiveness was in his Sacred Heart. It was then that he told them, "Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them, and whose sins you shall retain, they are retained." How much forgiveness and love then must be in the Sacred Heart of our dear risen Savior, to look beyond and look past everything that he was subjected to, and yet to still be able to say, "Peace be to you," to his apostles, the same words that he says to us when we go to the sacrament of penance. That's why very often in the form for the sacrament of penance, and very often in English, you will hear the priest say, "Go in peace," at the end of confession. The priest tells us to go in peace to remind us that our Lord truly has forgiven us our sins, that he truly has put our offenses behind him and put them in the past, and he is ready to help us with anything that we need in the future. In a very small and simple way, General Lee did that for that soldier. He put behind him that man was earlier at war with his very own men, that man was shooting and looking to take the life of General Lee's soldiers. But he put the whole thing behind him, and he showed a solicitude for that man and told him how sorry he was that he was wounded. Well, our Lord does the same for us each and every time we go to the sacrament of penance. And what an example it is for us then to start to learn to forgive and forget offenses that have been made against us. Very often in our lives, whether through malice or neglect, or sometimes they don't even know it. People will offend us. They will leave us when we need them the most. All sorts of misunderstandings can happen in this valley of tears. We have to learn from our blessed Lord to forgive the offenses that are heaped upon us and to forget those offenses for love of our Lord. It's not very easy. Sometimes it's even very difficult to forget a grave offense that has been made against us. If somebody has very severely attacked or wounded us or a loved one. But nevertheless, looking at what our Lord did on that first Low Sunday, Easter Sunday, of course, when he said, "Peace be to you," but Low Sunday, when he continued and made it final, even with Thomas himself, who wouldn't believe until he had seen our Lord's wounds. That was like the seal put on our Lord's forgiveness. That even for Thomas, who was going to remain obstinate in his disbelief of all that our Lord had said until he saw him for himself, even Thomas, our Lord forgave and let him come and put his finger into our Lord's hands and his hand into our Lord's side. If our Lord has gone through all of that and forgiven the apostles, made them to be not only priests but bishops of the church, and taught them that the very first thing he wanted them to know after he came back from the dead was that he still had peace towards them. Let us ask him in this holy season, this holy Paschal season, to help us to forgive those who offend us, to forget the offenses our enemies have put upon us, and to thank him for the great grace of forgiveness that he shows us in the sacrament of penance. And as we persevere in trying to forgive others, of course, call upon our Blessed Mother. She, too, had to forgive the apostles for fleeing from her son when he needed them the most. She, too, perfectly forgave them and even became the queen of the apostles and held them all together from Ascension Thursday till Pentecost Sunday, when the Holy Ghost would come and begin their mission in the church. If she forgave them for love of her Son, she will help us too to forgive our enemies for love of that same risen and divine Son. May Almighty God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.